You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, everybody. The music of the stars. And some stardust memories as we continue on this program. I'm your host for the Music of the Stars, and we're going to be having a couple of stardust memories. From 51 years ago. As the program progresses, this program on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are worldwide. The link, civicmedia.us. If you're new here, welcome. If you're old here, welcome. Why was John Wayne called the Duke? Found out from his son. Came from a firehouse where John Wayne, Marion Morrison, grew up in his childhood. He was always Duke. But he grew up in Glendale, California. More information you don't need, but fun to hear. We're on the air till high noon, Central Time. The Music of the Stars.
To a star, come along, leave your worries where they are, up and beyond the sky, watching the world roll by. Sharing a kiss, a sigh. Just use your imagination on a cloud of love. We'll hear the music of night. We can wink at the moon as we hold each other tight. And if we go in the right direction, heaven can't be very far. Dream along with me. I'm on my way to a star.
We can wait. we hold each other tight.
And if we go in the right direction, heaven can't be very far.
Perry Como. Nobody ever recorded that but Perry. Carl Sigman wrote that, and this is from Pinocchio, 1953, and Doris Day.
The second star to the right shines in the night for you, to tell you that the dreams you planned really can come true. The second star to the right shines with a light that's rare. And if it's Neverland you need, its light will lead you there. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, so I'll know skies above. Lead me to the one who loves me, and when you bring him my way, each time you say goodnight, we'll thank the little star that shines the second to the right.
Sammy Kahn, Sammy Fain. Paul Weston, the orchestra. Sinatra.
I see stars in your eyes. When my lips beg your lips to surrender. Stars in your eyes, when we kiss and you whisper you're mine. Stars leave the skies, but the night still is bright in their splendor. Deep in your eyes. Lovely stars still continue to shine. No matter what dawn may bring, no matter what you may say, there's always one little thing that always gives you away. Stars in your eyes make me thrill with a thrill, oh, so tender. I realize love is ours by the stars in your is ours by the stars in your eyes.
That's off a Columbia 78 RPM disc. Music, Milwaukee style. The High Lows.
Star shines only by day, at no other time, just by day. The wishing star can only be seen when true lovers kiss, so they say.
That was based on a theme from Taras Bulba, one of those 60s action pictures based on fiction. And that's the Cordettes next up from Sheboygan.
Starlight, star bright, first star I've seen.
As far
Cordettes, and from Sheboygan, one of married Archie Blyer, Arthur Godfrey's orchestra leader. Music for Walt Disney.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Will come to you if your heart is in your dream. No request is too extreme when you wish upon a star as dream.
Peggy King. It was her birthday last week. We'll celebrate Peggy's life.
Thank you. thing, and it's known she's thrown a few things. If they've got a drink with her name in Chili's bar, the chances are the lady's a star. If her smallest party is really extensive, with tons of expensive caviar. If the lady's someone with the same credentials, someone with the same essentials, someone who is worshipped from afar, she's a genuine, positive, totally marvelous, perfectly wonderful. She's a great big, great big star.
Sinatra, and that's from a flop motion picture called Star! Exclamation point. The story of Gertrude Lawrence back about 1970. Didn't do anything at the box office. Pity, but Peggy King, it's her birthday last week, and I wanted to play a tribute to this lady who retired from showbiz and decided she missed it too much. Big star from the 50s.
She's Miss Peggy King, and with Les Brown in his band and on USO and camp shows, Peggy has toured the Far East carrying the message of jazz with her provocative singing style. To demonstrate that she is very definitely vocalizing in the jazz idiom these days, here she is to sing, I'm Beginning to See the Light.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that there's love light in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark at the forlorn fire now. I never made love by lantern shore. I never saw rainbows in my world. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. You used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark, let the fall on fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my room. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
Peggy King, 1958, right before she retired, temporarily.
It's Peggy King with Marty Paich on piano and Don Georges and Duke Ellington's I'm Beginning to See the Light. Our solo star of jazz tonight is... A few moments ago, we learned that Peggy King is quite capable of singing real jazz with the best of them. Until tonight, you, quite rightly, may have had the impression that Peggy was merely a popular vocalist, whose main claim to fame was the fact that she was very pretty and very perky. Well, she's still very perky and pretty all right, but her leaning toward commercial vocalizing is definitely a thing of the past. Peggy, why the switch to jazz?
Well, Bobby, it isn't anything I kind of came up with in a hurry. I've always wanted to sing jazz and lean toward it, but I got off in another direction, and kind of being a jazz singer and having the nickname of Perky didn't go together, you see.
Well, tell me, what do the fans of Pretty Perky Peggy of yesterday have to say about this?
Well, I think they all think I'm getting a little too old for the perky thing. Anyhow, I certainly do. And the last thing I did on the Steve Allen show when he was out here, I did a big jazz arrangement done for me by my fiancé, Andre Previn, and I got a lot of mail saying, you know, keep singing like that, do that some more.
Well, I certainly agree with him. Now, with new fields to be explored and conquered, Peggy, what's going to be your first step?
I think I'd like very much to do a jazz album with Andre playing for me, if we can work that out. I think that would be fun.
No, I think it would be fun, Peggy. I think it would be wonderful. And thank you very much for being here with us tonight. Whatever the outcome, we certainly think it's great to have you on our side. It's obviously where you belong, so welcome to the Jazz Club.
Here's Peggy's story.
Next door.
Tolan Music.
La, da, 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 da.
Became a star not overnight, but through hard work.
Doesn't try to please me. Doesn't even tease me. And he never sees me glance his way. La, da, da.
Music of the Stars. Later on, a tribute to dancing when you're the loneliest person in the world, or so it seems. A television program 50 years ago, Queen of the Stardust Ballroom. Later, a Broadway production that went nowhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, the music of the stars. Welcome.
da da dee da 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 dee la dee da da. Quiet nights and quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, climbing hills where lovers go to watch the world below. Together we will live eternally in this mood of reverie, away from all the earthly cares around us. My world was dull each minute until I found you in it, and all at once the happiness I knew became these quiet nights of loving you. Eternally in this mood of reverie, away from all the earthly cares around us. My world was dull each minute until I found you in it, and all at once the happiness I knew came these quiet nights of loving you.
Carlos Jobim wrote that. There's Tony with Marty Manning, the orchestra. Roger Williams.
Till then I worship you. fall, Lord God made the sea and the land. He held all the stars in the palm of his hand, and they ran through his fingers like grains of sand. And one little star fell alone. Then the Lord God hunted through the wide night air for the little dark star on the wind down there. And he stated and promised he'd take special care so it wouldn't get lost again. Now a man don't mind if the stars grow dim and the clouds blow over and darken him. So long as the Lord God's watching over him, keeping track how it all goes on. But I've been walking through the night and day, till my eyes get weary and my head turns gray. Sometimes I think maybe God's gone away. Forgetting the promise that we heard him say. And we're lost out here in the stars. Little stars, big stars, blowing through the night, and we're lost out here in the stars. Stars, big stars, blowing through the night, and we're lost out here.
Tony, with James Maxwell Anderson, we know him as Maxwell. Maxwell Anderson, Kurt Weill from the Three Penny Opera. His dad was a minister. They had to move frequently. Went to high schools all over Iowa, North Dakota, Ohio, Pennsylvania. Life was like a vagabond. Finally settled in Jamestown, North Dakota. Worked his way through college as a waiter. Got a degree, Bachelor of Arts in English. Became a principal of a high school. And a journalist, San Francisco Chronicle. Then the New Republic in New York. And he became a playwright. His first one was a flop. 12 performances, the name White Desert. Later on, Winter Set got the Critics Award. Burgess Meredith starred. Music of the Stars, Rondell High Noon, Civic Media Radio Network. Stand by now for CBS News and the music of Elmer Bernstein, right here. And seven. Can you name them all? You'll forget one.
As a child, I asked my mother, is there a morning star? I was answered by my mother, yes, there's a morning star. Just before the dawn, she whispered, a light will appear above. And this light that greets the sunrise, this is the star of love. And that's when I learned how wise all mothers are. For there in my mother's eyes
I saw the morning star. For there in my mother's eyes, I saw the morning star, the love light in her eyes, shining bright like a morning star.
W.C. Handy wrote that. Nat Cole. Nat's from North Chicago. His real name, Coles, with an S. Rondell High Noon. Civic Media Radio Network around the world at civicmedia.us. And you can pick us up. Make us an offer. Pick us up anytime. No, you can hear podcasts at that same address, civicmedia.us. And thanks for being here. Okay, we'll lighten up after this. Still to come, trip through the ballroom, the haunted ballroom. Peggy King's birthday, Wishing Upon a Star. Yeah, Peggy's back in front of the microphone again.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.